ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. So we'll start today's. You have switched on. So we are starting the 9th chapter now. Prayers offered by Brahmaji before starting his secondary creation. So he has now had the very beautiful darshan of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, his worshipable lord, and now he is going to start offering prayers to please the Lord so that he can get the creative impetus, the power and empowerment to create this, the bodies for various living entities. So one of the longest prayers, not the longest, but one of the longest prayers in Bhagavatam, 25 verses. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj's prayers are quite long, almost close to like 44 verses or something like that. But prayers are always good because it comes from the heart, and it's very easy to relate to prayers. So we will start with the first prayer. Brahma Vacha. ಜ್ಞಾತೋಸಿ ಮೇದ್ಯ ಸುಚಿರಾನ್ನನು ದೇಹಭಾಜಾಂ ನ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ ಭಗವತೋ ಗತಿರಿತ್ಯವದ್ಯಂ ನಾನ್ಯತ್ವದಸ್ತಿ ಭಗವನ್ನಪಿ ತನ್ನ ಶುದ್ಧಂ ಮಾಯಾಗುಣವ್ಯತಿಕರಾದ್ಯದುರುರ್ವಿಭಾಸಿ. ಸೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಅದ್ಯ ಟುಡೇ ಜ್ಞಾತೋಸಿ ಮೇ, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಯು. Suchiran, after meditating for a long time, I have understood you. And what is the nature of those people who have understood the Supreme Lord? What is the nature of the people who have realized the Lord? They become naturally compassionate towards others who are not, who have not achieved that liberation, achieved that realization. ಈಶ್ವರೇ ತದಧೀನೇಶು ಬಾಲಿಶೇಷು ದ್ವಿಷಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಮೈತ್ರಿ ಕೃಪಾ ಉಪೇಕ್ಷಾ ಯಕ್ಕರೋತಿ ಸ ಮಧ್ಯಮ. ಇವನ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಧಿಕಾರಿ, ವೆನ್ ಹೀ ಸೀಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಚೀವ್ಡ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಹೀ ಫೀಲ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ, ಹೌ ಹೀ ವುಡ್ ಫೀಲ್. So therefore he says, Deha Bajam, but people with these material bodies, Nanu Avadyam, they are worthless. But this is spoken with compassion, this is not spoken with disgust. This disgust can be for the activity, you know, what they are engaged in. But it is a genuine compassion because they do not, they feel that they have not had the opportunity to achieve Krishna Bhakti. He says, Deha Bajam Nanu Avadyam. Persons with material bodies are worthless. Why? Na Gyayate Bhagavato Gatihi. Because they do not know the truth about the Lord. So first he says, Adya, today, Gyatosime, I have realized you, O my Lord. Suchiran, after a long time. After a long time indicates that only by bhakti can one achieve realization of the Lord. But The natural mood of a person who has realized the Lord is compassion towards other living entities who have not achieved that realization. That's what he is mentioning. Na gyayate bhagavato gatirityavadyam. But persons with material bodies are worthless since they do not know the truth about the Lord. But one may say, is the Lord only so wonderful? There are so many things that are described in the Shastras as being very wonderful, like Swarga. And there are so many different levels of Swarga. There are Bilaswarga, so many different places which are meant to be, or within this Bhumandal only there are many wonderful places, many nice hill stations and valleys and hill stations, water. What about them? He says, Tvadanyad na asti. None of them can compare to you. Why? Apitanna shuddham. Because they are contaminated with the three modes. You are so wonderful that you are beyond the three modes. Apitanna shuddham. They are achieved and appreciated by people who are not pure, and they themselves are also not pure. But you are beyond the three modes, completely pure, and you are also approached by people whose heart is also very pure. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hritsaroja ase srutekshita pato nanunata pumsam. Apitad na shuddham. But one may ask Brahmaji, only you say that it is impure, then why are people running after it? Why do they find it so ecstatic? Yad urur vibhasi, but it seems very wonderful. Maya guna vyatikarad. Because of the transformation of the gunas. Only that, for that reason they seem very wonderful. Otherwise in reality there is no greatness. There is no wonder. Okay, I will give you 1 minute to go over the translation and the word meanings here. So then we'll try to recollect. Something is not clear, just ask me. Okay. Tvadanyad na asti. There is nothing, no one, nothing that can be compared with you. Even though it may seem to indicate that there is nothing that exists other than you, but in this context it means there is nothing that can, that is worth comparing with you. That's the meaning. Okay. Here Srila Vishnachakaya Thakur says, I will read and you have to map it with the verse, and then we will do it for Prabhupada also. This verse shows that after attaining mercy only can one meet the Lord and know the Lord. Suchiran, after a long time. Long time indicates that after mercy. Today you are known. Today is indicated where? Adya. Today you are known by me after meditating on you for a long time. Suchiran. I was thinking that I will meditate on the form that I had understood through previous meditation because I have never meditated on such a beautiful form before. That has been described in the previous description of the form of the Lord. My pretense of knowledge was useless. Avadhyam, useless, worthless. Because at that time, it is understood that the previous meditation was non-devotional meditation. Now it is with devotion. I expected to see the Lord in the form upon which I meditated. That was futile, since a particle of your beauty cannot be compared to the beauty of a huge emerald, a blue lotus, or a fresh cloud. Nanyat vadasti. There is nothing in this material world which can be used to compare, even though so much comparisons have been mentioned. But even meditating on the form I knew, you became visible in this beautiful form. Even though I was meditating on that form, comparing you with so many such things, you still were so merciful upon me that you still showed that form. As Prahlad Maharaj says, what is that? Pratimukasya Yatamukashri. What is that verse? Found naivatmana praburayam nijalabha purno manam janada vijusham karuno vrinite yadyad jano bhagavati vidadita manam tachatmano pratimukasya yata mukashri. Prahlad Maharaj in his prayer says that my dear Lord, we offer glorification, we glorify you, or anyone glorifies you. You accept it only out of compassion. Because in the traditional Vedic system, if someone does not know you properly and if he still glorifies you, to accept it is a great insult. So if someone does not know you properly but is still glorifying you, if the person believes it and accepts it, it's considered a great insult. So, insult on the part of the receiver. So therefore, here he says, but the Supreme Lord, no one knows. So any glorification by anyone, including the devotees, is actually an insult if the Supreme Lord accepts. But the Supreme Lord is willing to accept the insults because that is the only means of purification of the devotee. So when we accept glorification, it is out of false ego and pride. When the Supreme Lord accepts glorification, it is purely out of compassion. Because he knows that it is insulting to actually accept it. But at the same time, his Kripa Shakti overpowers such a feeling. He says, I have to accept it. If I don't accept, then there is no source of purification for that person, like that. So therefore, Brahmaji says, you are so compassionate that even though, you know, I was thinking that you would be as beautiful as an emerald mountain and all that, but after seeing you, I have understood, you know, what kind of a worthless meditation that was. But still you are so compassionate towards me that you still showed me this form. Yeah, but that is not born out of a complete understanding of the Supreme Lord. Na? Yeah. Appreciation is there. Genuine desire is there. But who can understand the Lord completely? The greatness of your mercy cannot be expressed in words. One who personally experiences your sweetness laments for others. Dehabajam Nagyayate Bhagavato Gatiridyavadyam. Those who have bodies full of fault, avadyam, they do not know the truth of the Supreme Lord. Na jyayate bhagavato gatihi. For the embodied being, worship of you is the goal, since it is possible to realize your beautiful form in that body. But one may say, is there some other object which has similar sweetness as the form of the Lord? He says, nanyatva dasti bhagavan, there is nothing. There is no object to be relished by the eye or ear except the spiritual beauty and glories indicated by the word bhaga in Bhagavan. Nanyatva dasti bhagavan apitanna shuddham. Why? Because that happiness is not pure. Then why does it look so attractive? Maya guna vyatikarad. Only by the transformation of gunas. Indriyasya indriyasya arte raga dvesho vyavastitau. Tayorna vasham agachet tauhyasya paripantinau. Even in such a simple thing as dal, you see, someone wants the top portion only, someone wants the bottom portion only. So same dal, one bucket only. Hilaumat, hilaumat. Both people say, hilao, toda bhi mujhe wo pani nahi chahiye. The other person says, hilao mat, toda bhi niche wala nahi chahiye, upari chahiye. And some people want it completely mixed. Like there are all kinds of, you know, there used to be a rhyme when we were young. It was, maybe you would have heard it also, English rhyme. Peace porridge hot, peace porridge cold, peace porridge in the pot 9 days old. Some like it hot, some like it cold, some like it in the pot 9 days old. Like that. You know, you have all classes of people who like it, who like things, different ways. So maya gunam vyatikarad, it's all due to the combination of modes. Certain things are attractive, certain things are not so attractive, like that. Okay, so now let's take 1 minute to recollect whatever word that you remember from this shloka quickly. Yeah, adya suchiran. Okay, gyatosime. Na anyadasti. Okay, Bhagavan. Maya guna vyatikarad. Suchiran. Yad urur vibhasi. Avadyam. Deha bajam. Then? Gyatosime. Na gyayate bhagavato gati. Na shuddham. Correct. Okay. So we'll chant 3 times and try to recollect. Okay. Gyatosi medya suchiran nanudeha bajam nagyayate bhagavato gatiritya vadyam nanyatvadasti bhagavan napitanna shuddham maya guna vyatikarad yadurur vibhasi. Gyatosi medya suchiran nanudeha bajam nagyayate bhagavato gatiridya vadyam nanyatvadasti bhagavan apitanna shuddham maya guna vyatikarad yadurur vibhasi. Gyatosi medya suchiran nanudeha bajam nagyayate bhagavato gatiridya vadyam nanyatvadasti bhagavan apitanna shuddham maya guna vyatikarad yadurur vibhasi. First line, who would like to try? Second line. Anyone? Nagyayate bhagavato gatiritya vadyam. Third. Nanyat tvadasti bhagavan అపితన్న శుద్ధం మాయాగుణవతిక్కరాద్ యద్ ఉరుర్విభాసి. ఇట్ లుక్స్ గ్లోరియస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఆఫ్ గుణాస్. ఓకే, ఫస్ట్ టూ లైన్స్, హూ వుడ్ లైక్ టు ట్రై? Okay, we will chant together, but without looking. You can look at each other's lips, but don't look at the shloka, text. We'll chant slowly.
Gyatosi medya suchiran nanu deha bajam nagyayate bhagavato gatiritya vadyam nanyatvadasti bhagavan అపితన్న శుద్ధం మాయాగుణ వ్యతికరాత్ యదురుర్విభాసి.
ఓకే, సో యూ మేబీ ఆఫ్టర్ వన్ ఆర్ టూ ప్రేయర్స్ యూ గెట్ యూస్ టు ది, వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు డూ ఇట్ ఫర్ అ ఫ్యూ ప్రేయర్స్, సో బీ రెడీ. ఓకే, ఐల్ రీడ్ సమ్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్పోర్ట్, యూ టెల్ మీ, యూ మ్యాప్ ఇట్ విత్ ది శ్లోక. The highest peak of ignorance of the living entities who are conditioned by material bodies is that they are unaware of the supreme cause of the cosmic manifestation. Nagyayate deha bajam nagyayate. Different people have different theories regarding the supreme cause, but none of them are genuine. The only supreme cause is Vishnu, and the intervening impediment is the illusory energy of the Lord. The Lord has employed his wonderful material energy in manifesting many, many wonderful distractions. Wonderful, but distractions. Avadyam, but urur vibhasi. Why? Maya guna vyatikarat. And the conditioned souls, illusioned by the same energy, are thus unable to know the supreme cause. నగ్యాయతే భగవతో గతిహి. ద మోస్ట్ స్టాల్వర్ట్ సైంటిస్ట్ అండ్ ఫిలాసఫర్స్ దేర్ ఫోర్ కెనాట్ బి అక్సెప్టెడ్ యాస్ వండర్ఫుల్. దే ఓన్లీ అపియర్ వండర్ఫుల్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఇన్ ది హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇల్యూజరీ ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. దే ఓన్లీ అపియర్ వండర్ఫుల్ యద్ ఉరుర్ విభాసి బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఇన్ ద హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇల్యూజరీ ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. మాయాగుణ వ్యతికరాత్. Under illusion, the general mass of people deny the existence of the Supreme Lord and accept the foolish products of illusory energy as supreme. Then he says, one can know the supreme cause, the personality of Godhead, by the causeless mercy of the Lord. Suchiran, gyatosi medya suchiran, which is bestowed upon the Lord's pure devotees like Brahma and those in the disciplic succession. By acts of penance only was Lord Brahma able to see the Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, and by realization only could he understand the Lord as he is. Suchiran. Brahma was extremely satisfied upon observing the magnificent beauty and opulence of the Lord, and he admitted that nothing can be comparable to him. Nanyatvadasti Bhagavan. Okay. Then later Prabhupada says, foolish human beings do not endeavor to investigate the supreme beauty and opulence of the Lord, are here condemned by Brahma. Which word indicates condemn? Condemnation. Avadyam. It is imperative that every human being try for such knowledge, and if anyone does not do so, his life is spoiled. Anything that is beautiful and opulent in the material sense is enjoyed by those living entities who are like crows. Apitanna shuddham. Crows always engage in picking at rejected garbage, whereas the white ducks or swans do not mix with the crows. Rather, they take pleasure in transparent lakes with lotus flowers surrounded by beautiful orchards, as was described in the previous chapter. Apitanna shuddham. Both crows and ducks are undoubtedly birds of birds by birth, but they are not of the same feather. Therefore, they don't flock together. So like that, Brahmaji first expresses his appreciation for the beautiful form of the Lord, expresses his gratitude for the mercy of the Lord that he could understand, and expresses his compassion for the living entities who are not able to understand, and also manages to give an explanation why they are still absorbed in things of this world. Everything in one verse. Quite a packed verse. Then, because one may say, Adya, today I have seen this form. Which means, yesterday was this form there or not? That question arises. If yesterday this form was not there, then is that form eternal or not? And if that form is not eternal, is it spiritual or not? All these questions arise from that one word, Adya, that he has used. So, a clarification comes from Brahmaji in this next verse. Rupam yadetadavabodarasodayena shashvan nivrittatamasasadanugrahaya adau grihitam avatara shataika bijam yannabhi padma bhavana dahama virasam. So he says, sadanugrahaya, only for the to show mercy to your devotees. How does the Supreme Lord show mercy to his devotees? Avabodha rasodayena. Avabodha rasa is his spiritual potency. As it is mentioned, Mahatmanastumam partha daivim prakriti mashrita. So that daivim prakriti is mentioned here as avabodha rasa. That rasa which avabodha. Avabodha means which educates a person about his relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is Chit Shakti. So, by your mercy to the devotees, by your avabodha rasa udayena, adau grihitam, you have shown in the beginning, yad etad rupam, this form of yours. Which means this form of yours is born out of your Chit Shakti and not Maya Shakti. But he says the word, he uses the word again, Grihitam. Grihitam means accepted. Accepted means at some point accepted. That is how we tend to imagine, because of our experience of material time. He accepted the degree, which means when. He accepted the praise, or he accepted something, which means it's time bound. At some point he accepted. Before that he did not accept. So many times the same words are there, but on the realm of transcendental time they mean something. On the realm of material time they mean something. The word grihitam is used here. That is why he says, shashvat nivritta tamasa. It is eternally free of tamas. How can something which is temporary be eternally free of tamas? If you say grihitam, grihitam refers to a temporary body. At some point of time he accepted, before that form was not there. Then how can that form be described as shashvat nivritta tamasa? Shashvat means eternally. Nivritta tamasa means beyond matter, tamas. So how can something which is eternal, which is eternally free of tamas, be temporary? That way he is clarifying. It is shashvat nivritta tamasa. Not only that, avatara shata eka bijam. This is the one seed from which unlimited number of avataras arise. And what is it in relation to me? Yad nabhi padma bhavanat ahamavirasam. From that nabhi padma bhavan, as in, you know, we have different Rashtrapati Bhavan. So Brahmaji stays in Nabi Padma Bhavan. Yet Nabi Padma Bhavanad Aham Avirasam, from which I have appeared. Like that. I'll give you 1 minute. You don't have to memorize this verse, but just see the translation and just try to recollect the words. That's all. Okay, so now you can raise your hands, someone tell the word and someone tell the meaning. Okay. Sad anugrahaya.
By the mercy of your devotees.
Okay.
By your mercy on devotees.
By your mercy on devotees. Okay. Okay, who wants to? By chit shakti. By the arising of chit shakti, your spiritual energy. Okay. Yes. Shashvat nivritta tamasa. Yes. Eternally free of ignorance. That form which is eternally free of ignorance. What is the implication of the word Shashvat nivritta tamasa? Meaning he has mentioned. What is the implication? Implication means what does it imply?
Why is that?
Why is it there?
The next third line says grihitam.
He accepted a form. Seems like it's a temporary form. And in the previous verse also he said adya. So is it a temporary form? He says no. Sashvad nivritta tamas. It's eternally free of tamas. Okay. Huh? It's transcendental. Yeah. Then? Yeah. What is the meaning?
The seed of all the avatars.
The one seed of all avatars. Yes, then. Apurva Prabhu. Aham Avirasam means?
I also appeared from.
I appeared on that. Where? Which Bhavan? Yen Nabi Padma Bhavan. In that? Aham Avirasam, like that he says. Okay. Okay. We have covered everything. Feel? Huh? Yadetad, yeah. Rupam yadetad. Rupam we left actually. Like that. Yadetad rupam, this form. Okay, we will not memorize this verse. We will not memorize all the verses. Then we won't have time. So, but the Lord may joke with Brahma, telling, oh, but this form that you have described is current, you say, adya. Something you see today, if it is recent, then it is not eternal. Your words show that, adya, grihita, and all these words. Worrying that the Lord will joke in this way, Brahmaji speaks. Because it is caused by the appearance of chit shakti, avabodharasodayena. Your form is eternally devoid of maya, shashvad nivritta tamasa. Because the form is eternal, the word grihitam cannot mean that the Lord accepted this point at this form at some time. It simply means that the form appeared in the vision of the devotee. Okay. Okay, Srila Prabhupada says, I will read quickly as you know you start mapping. The three deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara, the executive heads of the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, are all generated from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Avatara Shataika Bijam. Okay. Then, later Prabhupada says, from from the Shirodaka Sai Vishnu, many Vishnu incarnations expand at different ages in the duration of the cosmic manifestation. They are expanded only for the transcendental happiness of the pure devotees. Sadanugrahaya. The incarnation of Vishnu who appears at different ages and times are never to be compared to the conditioned souls. Shashvat Nivritta Tamasha. The Vishnu Tattvas are not to be compared to deities like Brahma and Shiva, nor are they on the same level. Anyone who compares them is a Pashandi or infidel. Then later Prabhupada says, Tamasa means, Tamasa is the material nature and the spiritual nature has a completely separate existence from Tamasa. Shashvat Nivritta Tamasa. Therefore, spiritual nature is called Avabodha Rasa or Avarodha Rasa. Avarodha means that which completely nullifies. In transcendence, there is no chance of material contact by any means. Brahma is the first living being and therefore he mentions his birth from the lotus flower generated from the abdomen of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Yan Nabi Padma Bhavanad Aham Avirasam. Like that. Okay. Then further, someone may say, but the form looks beautiful from your description, but ultimately the original source of everything is Brahman only, na? That's what this scriptures say. So how would you explain that? So he speaks in this verse. Nata paramparamayad bhavata swarupam ananda matram avikalpam aviddavarcha pashyami vishvasrajamekam avishvamatman bhutendriyatmakamadasta upashritosmi. He says, O Parama, O Supreme Lord, na pashyami, I do not see. What? Ata param yad bhavata swarupam. Ata param refers to Brahman. Yad bhavata swarupam is the form of the Lord that he is seeing. I don't see that there is any difference between the Brahman feature and the form that I am seeing. So therefore, I don't see any contradiction when the scriptures say that everything emanates from Brahman. As we saw in the Chatushloki Bhagavatam explanation, it was mentioned that what is the aham eva samevagre nanyad yat sadasat param. Sad asat param is Brahman. Nanyad yat sadasat param, that form is non-different from that Brahman who is addressed to be as sadasat param. In fact, that is an understatement. The Lord is the source of that Brahman. Brahmanohi pratishta aham. But anyway, he says that we saw that some scriptures speak like that because the audience of those scriptures do not have the qualification to understand the personal form of the Lord. Therefore, those scriptures say Brahman is the source of everything in this material world. Okay. So I do not see that you are different from your form as the Brahman. And what is the nature of Brahman? Avikalpam ananda matram, which is without qualities and only bliss. Ananda here refers to sukha. Brahmananda is what they say. They call it Brahmananda. Vaishnavas call it Brahma sukha. Tvatshakshat karanahlada Vishuddhabdi sthitasyame sukhani goshpadayante brahmanyapi jagadguru, he says. You know, the Brahma sukha is like goshpadayante. When compared to the oceanic bliss of Krishna Prem, the bliss of or the happiness of Brahman is like the happiness within the hoof print of a calf, like that. So they call it ananda. We don't understand. We don't believe in that. O Supreme Lord, I do not see that you are different from your form as the Brahman, which is without qualities and only bliss. And then he says, Avidya Varcha, is addressing the Supreme Lord as, O form of unrestricted light, that light is only Brahman. Bhutendriyatmaka Mada, I full of pride in thinking that I can get pleasure out of my body, bhuta, indriya, senses, atmaka, mind, mada, being full of proud. Upashritosmi, I take shelter. Shelter of whom? He has mentioned that there is no difference between that form of Brahman and the form of the Lord that he is seeing. So upashritosmi means whom? Brahman. He says, Ekam avishvamatman, I take shelter of your one form which is spiritual, but vishvasrijam, that which creates this universe, which is the personal form that he sees in front of him. Even though I understand the non-difference between the Brahman and the personal form of the Lord, my surrender is only to the personal form of the Lord. Okay. I'll give you, yes.
The last line says, I am proud of my material body and senses. What is the statement and how can you surrender?
Because I realize that I am filled with this pride, I am surrendering unto you to remove this pride. That's what it means. So just like the acharyas say that like amar jivan sada pape rata nahi ko punye lesha, but still they are taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. If someone does is so bad, then how is it possible for such a person to seek shelter? Out of humility. Brahmaji also speaking out of humility. Okay, I'll give you 1 minute to read the translation and memorize the meaning. Some word you don't understand, you can discuss about it. Avishvam means not of this world, spiritual. You should do this exercise regularly, it builds your vocabulary. Bhagavatam vocabulary is sufficient for us. You know, like this you can learn lot of words like this. Word to word, that's why Prabhupada has given word to word meanings. So, yeah, very vast actually. Okay. Natha param. Na ataparam bhavata swarupam. What is the meaning?
I think your form is not different than
the Brahman. What is he addressing the Lord as?
Parama.
Oh, Supreme Lord. Na ataparam parama yad bhavata swarupam. First line fully you have told. Only 3 lines left. Okay. And what is the nature of Brahman? Ananda matram avikalpam. Okay. Then there is one more, avidya varchah. What is the meaning? Oh, form of unrestricted light. Like that he is addressing the Supreme Lord. So second line is also over. Ananda matram avikalpam avidya varchah. Then what else do you remember? Random word. From what we are, yeah. Bhuta, Indriya, Atmaka, Mada. What is the meaning? And senses. Thinking that I can get pleasure out of my body, mind and senses. Okay. Upashritosmi. Meaning? I surrender to you. Surrender to whom? Vishwa Srijam, that form which creates the universe. And what is the nature of that universe? Avishvam Atman. That form is not of this material world, it is spiritual. Pashyami Vishwa Srijam Ekam Avishvam Atman Bhutendri Atmakamado Ta Upashritosmi. Like that. Okay. But some say that the original form is Brahman without qualities. Not the Lord with qualities. Without qualities, where is it indicated? Avikalpam. Oh, Supreme Lord, Parama. I do not see this form as different from your Brahman. Nata param. Na atap param yad bhavata swarupam. Which is without qualities and only bliss. Avikalpam anandamatram. But this form includes the Brahman. But the Brahman does not include this form. One is a subset, another is a superset. But the Bhagavan form is the superset. Like the train includes the light. The light does not include the train. Your effulgence is all pervading. Avidya Varchaha. That effulgence is the Brahman. In the Harivamsha, the Lord tells Arjuna, Yat param paramam brahma sarvam vibhajate jagat. Mamaiva tad ghanam tejo gyatum arhasi Bharata. O Bharata, this supreme Brahman lights up the whole universe. You should know that this is my condensed light. Tad ghanam tejo gyatum arhasi Bharata. Like that he says. Even though Brahman and the personal form are one, where do you reside? With the Brahman or with the personal form? Or whom do you take shelter of? He says, I take shelter of that one form who creates this universe. Vishwa Srijam Ekam. And what is the nature of that form? Avishvam Atman, not of this material world. But one may say, but you are the creator, Brahmaji. You are also different from the universe. You are also Avishvam. You are also different from this universe. He says, but you are spiritual and I am material. That's what he says. You are Avishvam Atman, but I am not Avishvam Atman. I am Bhutendri Atmakamado. Like that. Okay, some part of the purport we will read. By devotional perfection, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, by devotional perfection one can understand that the impersonal Brahma Jyoti is only a partial representation of the Supreme Lord. Okay, what is Prabhupada talking about? In the middle of the purport, you know, second paragraph, second line. By devotional perfection one can understand the impersonal Brahma Jyoti is only a partial representation of the Supreme Lord. And that the three Purusha expansions in the material world are all his plenary portions. Yad Bhavata Swarupam, then Nata Param, okay, then they are all his plenary expansions. Avishvamatman. Even though the Purusha avatars are engaged in material creation, maintenance and destruction, but they are Avishvamatman because they are expansions of Krishna. In the spiritual sky of the Brahma Jyoti, there is no change of various kalpas or millennium, and there are no creative activities in the Vaikuntha worlds. Avikalpam. The influence of time is conspicuous by its absence. The rays of the transcendental body of the Lord, the unlimited Brahma Jyoti, are undeterred by the influence of material energy. Avidya Varchaha. In the material world also, the initial creator is the Lord himself. Vishwa Srijam. He brings about the creation of Brahma, who becomes the subsequent creator empowered by the Lord. Like that. Vishwa Srijam Ekam. He is the one creator. There are many subsequent creators like that. So the reason why I am making you do this exercise is to help us understand the importance of understanding the verse clearly in order to properly appreciate the purport. Otherwise we will see, oh, Prabhupada is repeating the same thing practically in every purport. So Prabhupada is not repeating. If at all there is any repetition, Srimad Bhagavatam is repeating. And you could practically map every single sentence with the verse. So whatever Prabhupada is writing is in context of the verse only. If at all there seems to be some repetition, it is the repetition of Bhagavatam only. And also, you know, this exercise helps you. Then when you understand, when you memorize the verse, when you understand the word meanings, memorizing the verse becomes easy. When you memorize the verse, then remembering the purport becomes easy, because you can, for every word you can remember what Prabhupada spoke about. It becomes easy like that. This is like a pictorial way of remembering. It is much more efficient way of remembering, you know, shastras. Okay.
Tadvayidam bhuvana mangala mangalaya dhyanesmanodarshitam ta upasakanam tasmai namo bhagavate nu vidematubhyam yonadrito narakabhagbirasat prasangaihi.
Carefully listen to this verse. We will memorize this verse. Okay. So one may say, if you say that the Brahman form is non-different from this personal form, then why do you say that you surrender to the personal form only and not the Brahman? He clarifies in this verse. O Bhuvana Mangala, O Lord of auspiciousness of the whole world, Tadva Idam Mangalaya, this personal form is only for the benefit of this whole world. Naha Darshitam, and you have shown this personal form, why? Ta upasakanam, because I am your worshipper, I am a devotee. The personal form is revealed only to the devotees, and it is this personal form only which bestows auspiciousness to the whole world. Tadva idam bhuvana mangala mangalaya. Dhyanesma, and you showed this form to me by meditation. Dhyanesma naha darshitam, why? Ta upasakanam, because I am your worshipper. Tasmai namo bhagavate, therefore I offer my respectful obeisances unto your personal form. Anu videma tubhyam, anu videma means to serve. Tubhyam means unto you. Let me serve you. And who are you? Yaha anadritah. But you are disrespected, or you are not respected. By whom? Naraka bagbir. By those who will go to hell. Asat prasangaihi. Proclaiming that your personal form is false. Mayavadis. Or atheists. Generally, Mayavadis and atheists are grouped together only. So he says, O Bhuvana Mangala, O one who bestows auspiciousness to this old world, Tadva Idam Mangalaya. It is this personal form only that bestows auspiciousness to the whole world. Naha Darshitam, and you have shown this auspicious form to me. Because ta upasakanam, because I am your worshipper, devotee. Dhyanesma, in my meditation you showed this to me. Tasmai, therefore, namo bhagavate, I offer my repeated obeisances unto this personal form. Yaha anadritaha, which is not respected. Naraka bhagbir, those who are bound to hell. Asat prasangaihi, who proclaim that this personal form is false. Okay, asat prasangai, he means false arguments, discussions like that. They give false logic to present that how your form is material, like that. Okay, I'll give you 1 minute to go over the translation and word meanings. Okay, one full line you spoke. Tadva idam. Okay, tell me the meaning.
Actually, your form, tadva idam. Actually, your form is benefit, bestowing benefits to all the
different whole universe.
And your form is Bhuvana
Mangala. So he is addressing him, Sambodhan. O Bhuvana Mangala, O one who bestows mercy, compassion upon all living entities, auspiciousness upon the whole world. Tadva idam, this form of yours is Mangalaya, idam Mangalaya, like that. Okay, what else? Upasakanam darshitam, naha darshitam. You have shown this form to me. Naha means to unto me or unto us, depending on the context. Naha darshitam ta upasakanam, because I am your worshipper, devotee. Dhyanesma, in meditation. Okay, then. Tasmai namo bhagavate, I offer my respectful obeisances unto this form of yours. Anuvidema. By service I want to offer my obeisances. Anadrataha. This form is not respected by Naraka Bhagbir, those who are bound to hell. How do they show their disrespect? Asat prasangaihi, by your form is false, your form is material, your form is non-existent, or your form is inferior to the formless, ultimately everything is formless, all those kinds. Mogasha moga karmano moga jnana vichetasa rakshasim asurim seva prakritim mohinim shrita, Krishna says. So we will chant this verse 3 times. Sorry. Tadva. Idam means this universe. Tadva means Tad Krishna. Tadva. That Supreme Personality of God at Krishna. Va or Idam. Idam Mangalaya. This form of yours is for the auspiciousness of this whole universe, like that. So he says, you are auspicious for the whole world. The materialists do not respect the form that you show for giving auspiciousness to us. Anadritaha. I offer respects to you repeatedly. Tasmai namo bhagavate. Why do you not take shelter of the impersonal Brahman? The form with qualities is for giving benefit of artha, dharma, kama and moksha to people of the 14 planetary systems. Idam Mangalaya. It is for the, as it is mentioned, tapasvino, danapara, yashasvino, manasvino, mantravida, sumangala, kshemam, na vindanti, vina, yadarpanam. Tasmai Shubhadra Shravase Namo Namaha. Like that. Worship of the personal form produces the benefit. Doing otherwise is useless. People may have the impersonal Brahmajyoti as their goal, But they cannot worship the impersonal Brahmajyoti. Or how would they worship the impersonal Brahmajyoti to achieve it? So they have to worship the personal form, accept the personal form, worship the personal form. They may aspire for the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. That is okay. That personal form was revealed to me in my meditation. Dhyanesma naha darshitam. I did not see the impersonal Brahman. How would one see the impersonal Brahman? Therefore, the personal form is much more merciful. I thus offer respects to you, the personal form, an ocean of spiritual qualities. Let me serve you only. Anuvidema tubhyam. What service can I do for you? Like that, he's asking Brahmaji. But some persons say that this form is not full of eternity, knowledge and bliss, but material, and they do not respect it. Anadritaha asat prasangaihi. Anadritaha asat prasangaihi. He says, Naraka Bhagbir, they will go to hell. Like that. Okay, we will chant three times and try to recollect the verse. Tadvayidambuvana mangala mangalaya dhyanesmano darshitam ta upasakanam tasmai namo bhagavate nu videma tubhyam yonadrito naraka bhagbirasat prasangaihi tadvayidambuvana mangala mangalaya dhyanesmano darshitam ta upasakanam tasmai namo bhagavate nu videma tubhyam yonadrito naraka bhagbirasat prasangaihi tasmai namo bhagavate tadvayidambuvana mangala mangalaya dhyanesmano darshitam ta upasakanam tasmai namo bhagavate nu videma tubhyam yonadrito naraka bhagbirasat prasangaihi. First line. Second line. Third line. Tasmai namo bhagavate anuvideyam tubhyam. Fourth line. Naraka bhagbir asat prasangaihi. Okay, first two lines, who would like to try? Next two lines. Okay, full verse, who would like to try? Haribo. Okay. Anyone else would like to try? Darshitam. Anuvidema. Anuvidema tubhyam. Hari bol. Okay, one last. Ashish Prabhu, you can try. Mangalaya. Ta upasakanam. Anuvidema tubhyam yaha anadrito naraka bhagbir asat prasangaihi. Okay, so I'll read some sections of the purport. You can try to Regarding the personal and impersonal features of the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personal form exhibited by the Lord in his different plenary expansions are all for the benediction of the universe. Yeah. The personal form of the Lord is also worshipped in meditation. Dhyanesma. As super soul, Paramatma, but the impersonal Brahmajyoti is not worshipped. Persons who are addicted to the impersonal feature of the Lord, whether in meditation or otherwise, are all pilgrims to hell. Naraka Bhagbir. Because as stated in Bhagavad Gita 12.5, Klesho Adhikatarastesham, impersonalists simply waste their time in mundane speculation, asat prasangaihi, because they are addicted more to false arguments than to reality. Therefore, the association of the impersonalist is condemned herewith by Brahmaji. Later Prabhupada says, the particular form of the Lord exhibited to a devotee is not mundane. Even though the devotee may retain material desire, the form exhibited to a devotee is not mundane. Nor is it manifest under the influence of material energy, as is foolishly considered by the impersonalists. Impersonalists who consider the transcendental forms of the Lord to be products of material world are surely destined to hell. Naraka Bhagbir Asat Prasangaihi. Like that. Okay. Then, there are so many verses which... So, the form of Bhagavan is superior to Brahman. Now he is going to tell, the worshippers of Bhagavan, the devotees, are superior to the jnanis, who are after the impersonal Brahmajyoti.
Yetutvadiya charanambhujakosha gandham jakhranti karna vivarair shruti vatanitam bhaktyagrihita charana paraya chatesham napaishinata hridayam buruhatsva pumsam.
O Nata, O Lord, na apaishi. Apaishi means to give up. You do not give up. Swapumsam hridaya ambu ruhat. What the Supreme Lord does not give up? Swapumsam, his devotees, hridaya, heart, amburuhat, the lotus. He does not give up the lotus heart of his devotees. Who are these devotees? Ye, those people, karna vivaraihi, through the holes of their ears, jihranti, they smell. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti. For devotees also. They smell through their ears. Sometimes they drink through their ears. Pibantiye bhagavata atmanas satam katamritam shravana puteshu samvritam. They use their ears as cups to drink. They use their, they smell through their ears what all they can do. So he says, ye karna vivaraihi jighranti, those who smell through their ears, tvadiya charanambuja kosha gandam, tvadiya your, charanambuja lotus feet, kosha world, gandam the fragrance that emanates from there. O Nata, O Lord, na apaishi, you do not give up, swapumsam hridaya amburuhat. The lotus heart of your devotees who smell through their ears the fragrance that emanates from the lotus bud of your feet. Kosha is bud. So, fragrance has to be carried. Fragrance is carried by air. That's why the air is called Gandavah. Gandavaha, that which carries fragrance, as in what is that Bhagavad Gita verse? 15th chapter.
Vayor
Gandha Nivashet. Like that. Shrotram Chakshuh Sparshanam Cha Rasanam Granam Eva Cha. No, not that. Utkramantam Stitam Vapi Bunjanam Vagunan. Not that also. Shariram Yadavapnoti Yachapi Utkramati Ishwaraha Grihit Vetani Samyati Vayor Gandha Nivashet. Okay. In that verse, air is compared to what? Fifteen chapter. No? Air is compared to? Okay. Any other answers? Huh? Okay. Any other? Everyone is wrong. Air is compared to the soul. Okay. And fragrance is compared to what? Subtle body. Gandha. Is impressions which is stored in the subtle body. Vayur Gandha Nivashayat. To the destination. Ashaya is the destination. Destination is what?
Next
to gross body. Like that. So Vayur Gandha Nivashayat. So here also, if the devotee has to smell through his ears the fragrance emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, there must be some air which has to carry it to his ears, which is acting as a nose now. So what is it that carries the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord? Shruti Vata Neetam. Neetam means carried, which is carried by Shruti Vata, the wind of the Vedas or the Vedic literatures. So the Supreme Lord does not want to give up the lotus heart of the devotee, and the devotee does not want to give up the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Grihita charana parayachatesham. And the devotee takes your lotus feet. Grihita charana. He firmly catches hold of your lotus feet. Paraya. Considering them as very exalted wealth. Bhaktya. Through prema bhakti he catches hold of your feet. He catches hold of your lotus feet very firmly out of prema, and you catch hold of his lotus heart of your devotee, and that devotee through his ear holes he drinks the fragrance that is emanating from the lotus bud of your feet, which is carried by the wind of the Vedas. Shruti Vata Neetam. Like that. The firm bond of affection between the devotee and the Supreme Lord is established here by Brahmaji. I'll give you 1 minute to go over the translation. Of course, I think this is one of the verses for memorization. Many of you might have already memorized it. Okay. Quickly, within 30 seconds, try to recollect the various words. What is the meaning of Charanambuja Kosha Gandham? Fragrance emanating from the bud of the lotus feet of the Lord. Okay. Na Apaishi, meaning? Who does not give up? Lord does not give up. Jikhranti means? Smells. To the ear holes. Okay. Then, Shruti Vata Neetam means what? Neetam means carried by the wind of the Vedas. Okay. What else? Bhaktya Grihita Charana means what? The devotee firmly catches hold of the feet by his devotion. Paraya. Considering it as the greatest treasure. Tesham paraya. Considering these lotus feet as the greatest treasure. Hridaya Ambu Ruhat. Means? devotee. How does the Lord deal with the lotus heart of the devotee? Na apaishi, he does not leave. Anything else we left? Nata, O Lord. Okay. How many of you have already memorized this verse? Okay. We will quickly chant 3 times, and those who have not memorized, we will try to recollect.
Ye tutvadiya charanam bhujakosha gandam jahranti karna vivarair shrutivata neetam bhaktya grihita charana paraya chatesham napaishi nata hridayam buruhat swapumsam ye tutvadiya charanam bhujakosha gandam jahranti karna vivarair shrutivata neetam bhaktya grihita charana paraya chatesham napaishi nata hridayam buruhat swapumsam ye tutvadiya charanam bhujakosha gandam jahranti karna vivarair shrutivata neetam bhaktya grihita charana paraya chatesham napaishi nata hridayam buruhat swapumsam.
Okay, first line, who would like to tell? Those who have not already memorized it. Kosha. Okay, second line. Shruti Vata Neeta. Third line. Shushrut Prabhu. Okay, fourth line. Sriram Prabhu. Hridayam buruhat swapumsam. Okay. Two lines. Anyone? First two lines. Apurva Prabhu. Next two lines. Anyone? Okay, once we all together will chant the full verse. Ye tutvadiya charanam bhujakosha gandam jahranti karna vivarair shrutivata neetam bhaktya grihita charana paraya chatesham napaishi nata hridayam buruhat swapumsam. Okay. The worshippers of the impersonal Brahman are described as jnanis in the scriptures. The worshippers of the personal form of the Lord are described as devotees. Among the two types, the devotees are successful and dear to the Lord. That is explained in 2 verses. In this one and the next one. Shruti refers to the Vedas or the process of hearing. Shruti Vata Neetam could mean the wind of the Vedas or the wind of the process of hearing. The devotees smell through the ears the fragrance of your lotus feet brought by the wind of the Vedas or the hearing process and accept your feet as the final goal. Final goal, where is it indicated? Paraya. Of human endeavor with the highest devotion. Where is it indicated? Bhaktya. Like bees eager for the fragrance of your lotus feet. Just as they do not give up their greed for your lotus feet, you also do not give up them being greedy for their lotus hearts filled with sweet prema. Napaishi nata hridayam buruhat swapumsam. They mutually bring each other under control. Shri Krishna Akarshini. So, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, he defines Shri Krishna Akarshini. He says, Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam Priyavarga Samanvitam Bhaktir Vashikaroti Iti Shri Krishna Akarshini Mata. He says, Bhakti hi Shri Krishna Akarshini Mata. Bhakti is called Shri Krishna Akarshini because Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam, it makes the Lord addicted to prema. Addicted means you are completely controlled. The person has lost control. Vashikaroti brings him completely under control. priyavarga samanvitam, along with his associates. So therefore, prema is not attractive only to the Supreme Lord, but when that prema is seen in other devotees, the devotees also get very much attracted. Therefore it is mentioned, the word Shri in Shri Krishna Akarshini refers to priyavarga samanvitam, along with the devotees. So bhakti is attractive not just to the Supreme Lord, but it's very attractive to the devotees also. Therefore bhaktir vashi karoti iti. This is original Bhaktirasama Sindhu verse written by Rupa Goswami. He gives the definition of what is Shri Krishna Akarshini. And some proofs from the 11th canto, Krishna himself tells Uddhava, Nasadayati mam yogo nasankyam dharma Uddhava, nasvadhyayas tapastyago yata bhaktir mamorjita. My dear Uddhava, bhaktihi, the unalloyed devotional service unto me, mama urjita, it brings me completely under control. Other yoga, sankhya, dharma, swadhyaya, tapa, tyaga, they do not have that kind of a capacity to control me as bhakti has, like that. Urjita means very strong and intense because of not being covered by jnana and karma, jnana karma adhyanavritam, like that. Okay, so here some part I will read from the purport. You just try to tell me what Prabhupada is talking about. For the pure devotee of the Lord, there is nothing beyond the lotus feet of the Lord. Bhaktya grihita charana paraya. And the Lord knows that such devotees do not wish anything more than that. Paraya. The word tu specifically establishes this fact. The Lord does not wish to be separated from the lotus hearts of those pure devotees. Napaishi nata hridayam buruhat swapumsam. That is the transcendental relationship between the pure devotees and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Lord does not wish to separate himself from the hearts of such pure devotees, it is understood that they are specifically dearer than the impersonalists. The relationship of the pure devotees with the Lord develops because of devotional service to the Lord. Bhaktya. On the authentic basis of the Vedic authority. Shruti Vatanitam. So otherwise, if you have not read the verse properly, we would just, on the authentic basis of Vedic authority, Prabhupada always emphasizes on parampara. Correct. Maybe that's why. Like that. Such pure devotees are not mundane sentimentalists, but are factually realists, because their activities are supported by the Vedic authorities, who have given oral reception to the facts mentioned in the Vedic literatures. Shrutivatanitam. The word paraya is very significant. Parabhakti, or spontaneous love of God, is the basis of an intimate relationship with the Lord. This highest stage of relationship with the Lord can be attained simply by hearing about him. So Prabhupada gives the other meaning of Shrutivatanitam also. Or jihranti karana vivarair. From authentic sources like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada also defines what is Vedas. Vedas for us is Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, recited by pure unalloyed devotees of the Lord, like that. Okay. And then he says, Tavad bayam dravina deha suhrid nimittam shokas praha paribhavo vipulas chaloba tavanmametya sadavagraha artimulam yavannatengrima bayam pravrinita loka. He says, Yavad lokah. One may say that why you are glorifying the devotees so much? Most of the devotees are married. They have their own family, children, house. just like any other materialist also has family, children, house. But still why you are glorifying the devotees so much? So he says, Yavad Loka, as much as people na pravrinita, as much as people do not completely accept te angrim, your lotus feet. What is the nature of that lotus feet? Abhayam. It bestows fearlessness. To that extent, tavat bayam. To that extent, they feel fearful. Fear caused due to dravina, deha, suhrid nimittam. Caused by attachment to wealth, body and friends. Shoka spriha paribhava. Lamentation, hankering, defeat. They also cause fear. Vipulascha loba and overpowering greed. If a householder devotee is attached to serving Krishna, then for him, his attachment to wealth, body, friends, lamentation, hankering, defeat and overpowering greed will not give him fear. That is why our Prabhuji is last 4 days just sitting here absorbed in Krishna Katha. Every time asking, what will happen to your shop? He says, oh, ladka hai, oh, dekh lega. You know, like that. And it's happening. Things are moving on. So, when the devotee is attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, then for such a devotee, even though he may have wealth, friends, body, but he may also have lamentation, hankering, defeat, everything, but it does not cause him fear. It does not lead to fear. He takes it in a stride. Yasyaham manugrinami harishet dhanam shanaihi. Or what is that? Other verse. He considers it as his mercy. What is that? Tattenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kratam. Because he sees the hand of Krishna personally orchestrating his life, he feels fearless. Okay. Oh, this Krishna now wants to bring me closer to his feet by taking things away from me. Then, oh, Krishna now wants to bring me closer to his lotus feet by giving me something. That's how he sees. So there is no fear.
Does he undergo lamentation, hankering, defeat, and greed? Or those are only materialists undergo all
that? As much as people do not completely accept your lotus feet, they suffer. They suffer all these things. Tavat bayam caused due to dravina, deha, suhrid, shoka, spriha, paribhava, vipulaschayo, loba. Mama iti asadavagraha. Or they have excessive attachment. Arti moolam, which is the cause of prolonged material existence. So what it means is, devotees may have facilities, devotees may have family and so many other things. But as long as they are attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, it does not create any fear in their heart. They do not suffer material existence. Even if they are attached to it, even if they are attached to certain material things, their family, etc., because of their attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord, that attachment becomes slackened. There is a verse that is quoted from the 10th canto. Tavad ragadayas tenas, tavat kara graham graham, tavan mohongri nigado, yavat krishna natejanaha. My dear Krishna, yavat tejana, until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain thieves. Tavad ragadayas tena. But once they become your devotees, then Krishna steals them, steals those attachments. Vraje prasiddham navanita choram gopanganaanam cha dukula choram aneka janmar jitapapa choram choragraganyam purusham namami. So as long as people do not become devotees of Krishna, their attachment to material things binds them to this material world. The moment they become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna in pure devotion, then Krishna takes away those attachments. So until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain thieves. Their homes remain prisons. But when one has taken shelter of Krishna, even though they may have a very big home of their own, that does not become a karagraha. That does not become a prison house. And tavad mohongri nigado, and their affectionate feelings for their family members remain foot shackles for those who have not taken shelter of Krishna. But for those who have taken shelter of Krishna, even though they may have affection for their family members, it will not shackle them to this material world, because Krishna will cut that shackle also after some time. When the person is sincere, that attachment will also be eventually cut. Or the attachment becomes transformed into the affection of a devotee for another devotee. Like that. The word tavat has been used in both verse, making the case very strong. So therefore for devotees, as preachers, our main emphasis should be to connect them to Krishna. Because Krishna gives the promise that I will take their attachments away. So the main emphasis of preaching should be to somehow attach them to Krishna. And we ourselves have faith that Krishna has the potency to cut off their attachments. So just we have to facilitate their coming closer to Krishna. That's our duty. Which one?
We also have to faith that Krishna can
cut. We also have to have the faith that Krishna will cut our attachments and their attachments also. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So basically here he is comparing, the devotees are the ones who are attached to the form of the Lord. So as long as the devotees have attachment to the personal form of the Lord, they need not fear. A sincere devotee, when he hears this, becomes grateful to the mercy extended by the Supreme Lord towards his devotees. Whereas a crooked devotee thinks, oh, so nice, I don't have to give up my material attachments because Krishna says it will not bind me to this material world. Then it becomes offensive bhakti. Namno baladyasya hi papa buddhi. Becoming the seventh offense. Or maintaining material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. So maintaining material attachments means not feeling repentant for one's material attachments. So that is what it means. The extent to which the devotee is repentant of his material attachments, to that extent he is avoiding that offense of maintaining material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. Like that. Okay. So I'll read just a few lines from Prabhupada's purport. Okay. One may question how one can think always think of the Lord in regard to his name, fame, quality, etc. if one is embarrassed by thoughts of family affairs. That is the answer. Hum to grihasth hai Prabhu ji, hum kaise kar sakte hain. He says, everyone in the material world is full of thoughts about how to maintain his family. So, Prabhuji, Yagnesh Prabhu, were you not little concerned about, how you would make samosa? Would samosa come out well? We are planning to make it in atta and not maida. Will it be good or not? That concern was there or not?
Prabhuji made.
Or whatever you made. Both of you. But at least someone would have had that concern. So everyone in the material world is full of thoughts about how to maintain his family, how to protect his wealth, how to keep pace with friends and relatives, etc. Thus he is always in fear and lamentation, trying to keep up with the status quo. In answer to this question, this verse spoken by Brahma is very appropriate. A pure devotee of the Lord never thinks of himself as the proprietor of his home. He surrenders everything under the supreme control of the Lord, and thus he has no fear for maintaining his family or protecting the interests of his family. He has no fear, but he does the needful also. Because of this surrender, he no longer has any attraction for wealth. So that taking shelter of the lotus feet cuts that attachment. Even if there is attraction for wealth, it is not for sense enjoyment, but for the service of the Lord. A pure devotee may be attracted to accumulating wealth just like an ordinary man. But the difference is that a devotee acquires money for the service of the Lord, whereas the ordinary man acquires money for his sense enjoyment. Thus, the acquisition of wealth by a devotee is not a source of anxieties as in the case of a worldly man. Because he takes anxieties, but he is also cultivating the mood of Rakshatiti Vishwaso, Goktriptve Varanam. Krishna protects, he maintains like that. Okay, so we will take a short break, Roji, or should we continue or take break? Or so till 3 I have time, so at some stage we may want to take a break. So when to take a break, depending on devotees, I can go on till 3 like this, no problem. But depending on devotees' convenience, we will take one break and then we will go on till 3. But let that break be really short. And after 3 you are free for the whole day. So depending on, if we can continue for some more time, we will continue. Then 12:30 and then take a 15-minute break. Okay. Then. So then he has mentioned that the superiority of the devotee is clearly mentioned. Tavat bayam dravina deha surin nimittam shokas praha paribavo vipulas chaloba. Tavan mametya sadavagraha artimulam dhyavat yavan natengrim abayam pravrinita loka. So all these things will trouble only such a person who has not taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. After hearing such a strong statement, who would not want to surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord?
So actually that anxiety here is that when the devotee
The anxiety of that thing binding him to this material world is not there. But the anxiety to please the beloved is there. And that anxiety is good anxiety. Like we had gone to Prabhuji's house yesterday for prasadam. And so many items and so scrutinizingly prepared. Definitely anxiety would have been there. But it is the anxiety of pleasing the Supreme Lord, pleasing the devotees, pleasing the departed souls. That anxiety everyone wants to take. The mother takes, she need not. The father takes for the child, he need not. The brother takes for the sister, sister takes for another sister. But these are pleasure, joy. This is not the fear of passing exam. This is not the fear of suffering, going to prison and suffering. This is not the fear of bound to this material world and suffering repeated birth and death. That those fears are not there. So, from the material side, very fearful. Then when the devotee progresses, he slowly keeps transcending material fears. And when he comes closer and closer to perfection, he starts developing spiritual anxiety and spiritual fear. Like Mother Yashoda being concerned, the whole Rajavasi village is concerned about Krishna's safety. They all keep meeting every once in a while to discuss, we should do something for protecting Krishna from all these kind of demons. They are so always in anxiety. Yeah, spiritual anxiety. And that gives bliss, you know. Yeah, the more we take shelter of prayers, we will 100% see reciprocation, and when that reciprocation comes, that faith becomes more strong. Like that. Okay. So now, if such a categorical statement has been made, then why don't everyone surrender to Krishna? Still so many people. What is that? Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid Yatati Siddhaye Yatatamapi Siddhanam Kaschin Mam Veti Tattvataha. So, Bahunam Janmanamante. So, why is it so rare? Muktanam Apisiddhanam Narayana Parayana Sudurlaba Prashantatma Kotishvapi Mahamune. Why is it so rare? If the statements of the scriptures are so clear and categorical, why is it so rare? That Brahmaji has something to say about it. Let's see what he says. Sometimes after reading also, you know, it doesn't strike actually. Daivena te hatadiyo bhavata prasangat sarvashubho pashamanat vimukendriyaye kurvanti kama sukalesha lavaya dina lobabibhuta manaso kushalani shashvat. Te dinaha. Those miserable people, hata diyo, who have lost their intelligence. Why they have lost their intelligence? Daivena. Daivena means because of offense towards you. Therefore, ye indriyaha vimuka. Therefore, their senses have turned away from you. Bhavata prasangat. Not only from you, but anything related to you. Bhavata prasangat. Vimukendriya. They have turned their face away from anything related to you. But what is the nature of things related to you? Sarva Ashubha Upashamanad. It destroys all inauspiciousness. Lobabhi Bhuta Manaso. and whose minds are controlled by greed, kama sukha lesha lavaya. Kama sukha lesha lavaya, a small particle of material happiness. Shashwat akushalani kurvanti, they continually commit sinful activities. This is, we saw the other day, soham nanam kshulla sukaya mahadgatanam dukkam tasya viramaya pravarteye bhagavatam puranam, he says. So basically these people have turned away from things related to you because their minds are continually controlled by greed. For a particle of sensual happiness, they commit so many sinful activities, all because of an offensive attitude towards Krishna. So this is like they say, therefore offenses are vajralep and sins are called dhulilep. It is like a lion marked on a dust, you know, when there is a dusty mirror and you put your finger like that, that's sinful activities. And vajralep means a mark of thunderbolt on a big rock. It's very deep effect. So this, he says that, but those miserable people who have lost their intelligence because of offense, so therefore when one becomes offensive, then they turn away from Krishna, they turn away from everything related to Krishna, then slowly it leads, their minds become absorbed in sensual happiness, and to fulfill those desire for sensual happiness, they don't mind engaging in committing sinful activity like that. Daivena means by evil effects arising from offenses to you. What are the evil effects? That's what is mentioned here. Lobabhi bhuta manaso kama sukha lesha lavaya shashvat akushalani kurvanti. So such people cannot take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So then it becomes difficult. Otherwise people are generally neutral. Those who never had an opportunity to come in touch with devotees, they are generally neutral. Yeah, that's what we are talking about, two categories of people. One is they are just engaged in sinful activity due to sense gratification, and second category of people in whom those sense gratificatory desires are a result of offenses. So offenses means only when one already has association with devotees, has already accepted the path of devotional service and then commits the offense, then it becomes a problem. The next question is, why people are against such auspicious activities as chanting and hearing the glories of the pastimes of the Lord, which can bring total freedom from the cares of anxieties of material existence? The only answer to this question is that they are unfortunate because of supernatural control due to their offensive activities performed simply for the sake of sense gratification. The Lord's pure devotees, however, take compassion upon such unfortunate persons and in a missionary spirit try to persuade them into the line of devotional service. Only by the grace of pure devotees can such unfortunate men be elevated to the position of transcendental service. Yeah. Yeah, they may not, from one sense, they may not be consciously offensive. Yeah, those people, because the word daivaina indicates that because of offense they have lost it. Like yesterday we were discussing. So because of offense, when people lose that bhakti which they have already received, then it becomes... Then they may go -5, -10, -50 depending on the nature of offense. Whereas those who have never had an opportunity to come in touch with devotees, they are neutral. They are at zero. It's easier, little more easier for them to accept and then move forward like that. Always. They are also always engaged in sinful activities. Yeah, that is why it is addressed as Vajralep, like that. Okay. So then, seeing such people, Brahmaji says, I am actually very distressed seeing such people. Kama Sukha Lesha Lavaya Dina Loba Vibhuta Manaso Akushalani Shashvat. Seeing such people, I feel very distressed. He expresses his distress in this verse. Kshutritradatu Virimamahurardyamana Shitoshnavata Varshairitareta Racha Kamagni Nachutarushacha Sudurvarena Sampashyato Manavurukramasidateme. So he says, me manaha, my mind, sidate, becomes disheartened, sampashyato, on seeing, imaha, these living entities, muhur ardhyamanaha, who are constantly suffering, kshut, trith, tridatubir, from kshut is hunger, trith is thirst, and tridatu is three dhatus, kapha, vata, pitta. Shita, ushna, vata, varshair. Heat, cold, wind and rain. Itara, itarat. From each other. Adibhautik kleshas. Achyuta kamagnina. And from the unendurable fire of lust. Rushacha sudurbarene, and from continuous anger. So Brahmaji says, I feel very disheartened seeing people suffering in this way. So that's what Brahmaji is indicating here. Yeah. Correct. Disease. Okay. So this is also one of the verses for memorization. Is it there? This is not there. Okay. So that's what he says. Natural Vaishnava compassion is natural. And sitting in Satyaloka, actually there is no other misery. As we saw in the second canto. Nayatra shogo najarana mrityur nartir Nachodvega rite kutaschit yachittato adakripayan idam vidam duranta dukkha prabhavanu darshanat. In Brahmaloka, there is no lamentation, old age, death, suffering, or fear, except suffering in the mind because of their compassion on seeing the influence of insurmountable suffering on the living entities ignorant of the path of Vaishnava Yoga. When they see that people are not accepting the path of bhakti and escaping suffering, seeing them, they feel very compassionate. That compassion and distress on seeing the such suffering people is the only suffering that they undergo.
They stay there and then suffer.
They might, I am not very sure, if they are pure devotees, they might come also. Brahmaji comes as Srila Haridas Thakur from Satyaloka only. So, pure devotees, if they are there in Satyaloka, they may come for preaching also. Or they may preach to other people in Satyaloka also, who also may not be pure devotees. So, like that, it's quite possible. Provided they have the facility to come. We are also hearing about the people suffering in hell. We may feel inspired to go to hell and preach to them, but we don't have the facility. Even if you sincerely want, at least in this body, it is not possible. Like that. Huh?
This situation is not
yeah, it's no better here also. So Srila Prabhupada here writes, a pure devotee of the Lord like Brahma and persons in his disciplic succession are always unhappy to see the perplexities of the conditioned souls who are suffering the onslaughts of the threefold miseries which pertain to the body and mind, to the disturbances of material nature, and to many other such material disadvantages. Not knowing adequate measures for relieving such difficulties, suffering persons sometimes pose themselves as leader of the people, and the unfortunate followers are put into further disadvantages under such so-called leadership, because they think that, okay, he will protect me somehow. He himself is wondering how. This is like a blind man's leading another blind man to fall into a ditch. Therefore, unless the devotees of the Lord take pity on them and teach them the right path, their lives are hopeless failures. The devotees of the Lord who voluntarily take the responsibility of raising the foolish materialistic sense enjoyers are as confidential to the Lord as Lord Brahma. Prabhupada says. That's what Krishna also says. Nachatasman manushyeshu kaschin me priyakrittama. Like that. But the problem is, why is Brahmaji lamenting? Doesn't Brahmaji know that it is just a illusion? It is just like a swashiras chedanadika. It is just like seeing the material suffering is just like seeing his own head cut in a dream. It is not real suffering. It is just the moment someone wakes up from that dream, he realizes that it was just a dream. So why is Brahmaji lamenting for such people, despite knowing that their suffering is just illusion, illusory suffering? So that he mentions in this verse. Yavat prithaktvam idam atmana indriyartha mayabalam bhagavato janayisha pasyet tavanna samsriti rasau pratisankrameta vyartapi dukkha nivaham vahate kriyartha. So he says, yavat janaha, as long as people pashyet, see, idam atmana prithaktvam, as long as they are identifying with the body, bhagavato maya balam, so possessing the strength of the Lord's maya, tavat asau samsritihi, he says, okay, yavat janaha, as long as people pashyet, see this material body to be their self, tavat, till that time, asau samsritihi, their material existence or suffering, vyartaha api, even though it is vyartha, It is insubstantial. It is just an imagination. Na pratisankrameta. It is not destroyed. Till the person wakes up from the dream is real. Like I told the example of my father. Thief. Yeah, there are many such stories. And then the moment you wake him up, and he says, "Oh, okay." And he says, "Maya balam bhagavato jana isha pashyet." And when I see that this Maya Devi is standing there with her chloroform ready, when the person is ready to wake up, puts the chloroform and he again goes back to sleep. So only when he wakes up, he will realize that it was all a dream. But Maya Devi is ensuring that he does not wake up from that dream. Because she has a valid reason to do so. Because she wants to ensure that the wound is healed. Because if the wound is not healed and the person wakes up from the, if the effect of the chloroform goes away, then the person would be more suffering. So therefore she ensures, "Oh, wound is not healed. Still you undergo." And the devotees are like the doctors who come and try to heal the wound. And when the wound is completely healed, then she says, "Okay, now you wake up. Go back to the spiritual world," like that. Wound healing means our anarthas getting destroyed completely. Unwanted desires are removed. Then she lets go. "Okay, no more chloroform needed. You can get up, you are fine. You can go back home." Like that. As long as people see only the condition of the jiva's body possessing the strength of the Lord's Maya in the form of sense objects. So how does, what is Maya Devi's chloroform? Sometimes Maya Devi puts chloroform to doctor also. Yeah. So what is Maya Devi's chloroform? Allurements. Yeah. Sense objects. Indriya artha. Tavad asau samsritihi na pratisankrameta. Till then the suffering of material existence does not cease for the devotee. They continue. Dukkha nivaham vahati, it produces great suffering, kriyartha, and giving results for all actions. So therefore, Brahmaji says, therefore I feel bad. They don't get up because Maya Devi is not allowing them to get up. And Maya Devi is not allowing them for the right reason, because the wound is not healed. So when the wound heals, so basically he is lamenting because when would they get the opportunity to come in touch with devotees? That is the true lamentation for. So one lamentation is, of course, Prabhupada also lamented for the body. When in Mayapur, when he saw all the children fighting with the dogs to get some food which was thrown away, Prabhupada cried tears. And he, at that time he said, no one within the radius of 10 kilometers should go hungry, like that. So that is natural. But he was more concerned about their spiritual progress. So therefore Brahmaji's real lamentation is because the living entities have not had the opportunity to come in touch with devotees. That is Brahmaji's lamentation. It is not just that they are suffering in this material world like that. Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, the whole trouble of the living entity in material existence is that he has an independent conception of life. Where is the independent conception of life indicated in this verse? Prataktvam, the independent conception of life. What is the right conception? I am the soul and I am the servant of Krishna. That is the right conception. First line, second word. He is always dependent on the rules of the Supreme Lord in both the conditioned and liberated states. But by the influence of external energy, the conditioned soul thinks himself independent of the supremacy of the personality of Godhead. His constitutional position is to dovetail himself with the desire of the Supreme Will. But as long as he does not do so, he is sure to drag on in the shackles of material bondage. Where is it indicated? Na pratisankrameta. Tavad asau samsriti na pratisankrameta. It does not stop like that. The living entity has to dovetail himself with the Supreme Will. That will help him to get out of the entanglement of material existence. Like that. Okay. So it's 12th. Yes. Okay. If one person wants to come towards Krishna, then you know, he gets his sincerity is reciprocated. But before the, if Maya releases him, before his desire to enjoy in this material world is completely gone, then he will go and suffer in the spiritual world. So Maya wants to keep that person in the material world because he is not completely purified of his desire to enjoy. And with that incomplete purification of his desire to enjoy, if he goes to the spiritual world, he will suffer all the more. For that reason, she keeps. No. Definitely not. It is not at all more punishment than required. It is exactly what is needed for his purification. Because what she is essentially doing is, okay, here you go, this is the situation, how would you exercise your free will? A sincere devotee would understand, oh, I am not yet ready for this situation. This facility is not good for me. I have understood. I am not yet ready for it. So Maya has taught him a lesson. Okay, let me act on this platform only. Then Maya puts him a lesson. He may pass it. Then the devotee feels confident. Okay, now I could concentrate on serving the Vaishnavas, Guru and Krishna. Then he moves forward. Maya puts the next test. He may pass it. Then he moves forward, he gains confidence. At some point, Maya puts a test, he may fail. But the devotee becomes humbled and becomes more, he takes shelter more of the association of devotees and Krishna. That way, step by step, by, you know, sometimes the, you know, a trainer, he starts adding slowly more weight, more weight, more weight, not to injure the person, but to help him develop his muscles. So Maya puts more and more obstacles so that we can exercise our free will muscle. That I am perfectly, my muscles are perfectly strong enough to always say yes to Krishna and no to sense gratification. So that is that facilitation is done by Maya Devi. And when our muscles are perfect, 100% ready to always say yes to Krishna, at that time she allows us to go to the spiritual world. But before that, if we go, then we will get a big jolt, because everyone is running after Krishna and you are standing here wondering, why is no one looking at me? Then it will be a very embarrassing situation. That's why. Definitely. Yeah. At least. So that's the role of Maya Devi. Very much in line with assisting us. Sometimes we may feel, "Arey Prabhuji, or jada weight mat dalo na. Thoda extend karo, or thoda stretch karo." You know. We may feel, you know, why you are putting more and more weight. Huh?
Show mercy.
Please show mercy, don't put more. Like that.
This is unwillingly she.
Unwillingly she does.
As a
duty she does, because it's a thankless job. No one wants to do that. She does.
That's why she hides behind Krishna. Chayaiva yasya bhuvanami.
Vivarti Durga. Correct. Yeah. Like that. Okay. So we will take, it's 12:40. We will convene back at 1 o'clock. And then we'll go from 1 to 3 o'clock. And whatever we can complete, we'll try to complete. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.